You're listening to the It's Her Time podcast with Cody and Jess. Hi, welcome back to the It's Her Time podcast. My name is Cody Sanders, and I'm a holistic health practitioner and functional nutritionist and the host of this show. And on this show, I love to give information that may be something you've never even thought about or heard about that can help empower you to be a better self-advocate for your own health. And on today's episode, I've invited special guest, Dr. Michelle Jorgensen. She is a holistic dentist. Now, what in the world is that? Have you ever heard of that? This is something that a lot of people don't even know exists. But there is a huge connection between our oral health and our hormonal health. And we're going to dive into that today. You guys are going to have your minds blown. But before we get into this episode, let's join Jess for a Mixers Girl Say.
All right, Cody. For today's Mixers Girl Say segment,
yes,
I'm going to do a this or that holiday edition and ask Cody the questions.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's go. Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Would you rather cook the Christmas meal or clean up the dishes after?
Cook.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Christmas at home or Christmas at a resort?
Ooh.
I think that's a phase of life question too. Like I'm Christmas at home because my kids are littler and Christmas morning is like.
I would choose home.
Yeah.
But.
You can't go back on it.
Okay.
Can't ever.
Okay.
No.
Just, okay.
Christmas and this is what home? You have to do for your whole life.
For the rest of my life. Okay. Home. It's great.
If you ever do something outside of your home for Christmas, I'm kidding.
Everybody heard me. That's what I chose.
Okay. Would you rather be the one giving the gift or receiving the gift?
I love giving. I truly do. That's what gets me excited about
Christmas.
She gives
such good gifts.
Oh, I'm the worst. I'm a weird gift giver, honestly. I overthink stuff. I think like I go down these little rabbit holes of like inside jokes. No, seriously. Like I will think of something just that, oh, we had a funny thing that we laughed about last year and this will be the funniest thing.
And then,
I give the gift and they're like, thanks.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know what this is.
And then I'm like, I thought it was so funny, but.
Well, I think you're a fantastic, fantastic gift giver.
Thanks.
Would you rather have cramps on Christmas Day or after dinner bloating?
After dinner bloating, because then I at least get a good dinner, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can have your Her Digest.
Yeah.
What is your after Christmas morning gift giving? What is your time of day for? Like, what does the day, rest of the day look like for you on Christmas?
We usually go up to my mom's and we have a good Christmas feast. So we usually have ham and all of the, you know, scalloped potatoes and all the yummy things. And then we usually will exchange gifts with all of my siblings. And so the extended family. So we just kind of keep it going. Our family loves Christmas. I'm sure yours does too. But we try to.
She's a very like holiday spirit person.
Yes.
You are.
Any excuse to party. I am all about it. So, but Christmas
we have
especially.
Fun. We both love holidays, but you are such a great Christmas
gal. That's what
I
love. It's so fun with you because you're just like right on board.
Jingle
I don't have to
bells,
talk you into it.
Okay.
Next year's Christmas album. Tell us what you'd like us to sing. And
also, we know that this is the day after Christmas and maybe none of you are even listening to this
If
you are, we hope that your Christmas was awesome yesterday.
You're true blue friends of ours and we love you forever.
You might be listening because you're escaping the chaos of yesterday.
Oh, well, we'll hopefully make it worth your while. So thank you. Thank you if
you're
listening.
Hopefully you had a fantastic Christmas. We love you.
Here's the episode.
Mixers is a company made for women by women. Each of our products have been carefully and lovingly crafted to support you in all stages of your life, providing you with the optimal health you deserve. Each ingredient we handpick is 100% all natural, backed by science, and chosen specifically to better your life physically, mentally, and hormonally. Each product empowers your body to take charge of its monthly hormonal shift and flows, empowering you to live life to the fullest. Let Mixers take care of your needs from sunup to sundown, and you take care of the rest. Check us out at mixers.com, M-I-X-H-E-R-S.
I'm so excited for you to get to just tap into the knowledge of our guest here. Dr. Michelle Jorgensen is my guest. I talked about her in our intro, but I want you, Michelle, to just say hi and tell the audience a little bit about yourself and kind of how you found holistic dentistry.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because it was not intentional whatsoever. Yeah. I was practicing dentistry and I thought that it would just go along like I had been practicing.
Yeah.
So it was about 10 years in, but I was having a lot of health issues. So interesting, a lot of what you talk about with hormonal health, I was really struggling with that. I'd had infertility since I was, you know, knew that I wanted to have a baby,
right.
Early 20s, had been struggling with that ever since that time, never had really been successful. So hormonal health was always something going on, but then I started having digestive problems. I started having a lot of just brain issues. I just wasn't remembering things and I've always had a really good memory. So it was obvious that something had changed. You know, I just wasn't forgetting now and then. It was obvious. I wasn't remembering important things about patients and things I was doing. But then I also had really bad numbness. My hands were so numb, I wasn't able to hold instruments anymore like I was supposed to.
Interesting.
So I knew something was very wrong started going to doctors and they really didn't have any answers. They just said, go see a chiropractor, go get this x-ray of your shoulder. You know, they didn't have good answers.
Right.
And finally, I started looking for alternative options for practice. I had my practice for sale because I literally couldn't do my job anymore.
Yeah.
And finally,
as
someone
a dentist,
said,
you've got to.
You have
right?
to be able to hold things.
Yeah.
There was just no way I couldn't. Hold the, you know,
right.
I couldn't
it's
do my job.
Hand. Yeah.
So I finally, somebody said, you know, have you looked into mercury poisoning at all?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I'd ever heard that. Even as a dentist, I'd never heard that that could be a possibility. Looked into it. That's what it was. And all of a sudden, all of the symptoms made sense. My mercury levels were off the charts. And mercury is a neurotoxin. So it affects everything nerve-based, which is going to be your brain, going to be, you know, numbness and hands, and it affects the gut largely.
Absolutely.
So I started having to do things differently for my own health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started removing mercury fillings safely. It's a totally different procedure. Found organizations that allowed or are could teach me how to do that. And I didn't know that there were organizations.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this existed.
There's not very many though, right?
There aren't very
Especially
many
at the time.
But they are really, they know what they're doing. They've been researching
right.
this.
Yeah.
So started doing that. And all of a sudden patients started noticing because it's pretty obvious when you come and get this done, it's very different than what you're used to.
Mm.
And they would ask me why. So then I would share my story and they would say, oh, well, I'm actually glad for me then that you're doing it this way,
right.
you know?
Yes.
And well, of course, yes, I'm glad I'm for you. I am too. And they started referring me to doctors and saying, I think my doctor might be interested in this. And then doctors started telling me, hey, do you also do this? And do you do this? And I didn't have a clue what they were talking about. So I'd have to go find. And all of a sudden I woke up and went, what a, like all of these things are in my profession.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right here in front of me. And I knew nothing about them. The profession isn't talking about them. But there's a huge impact on overall health that comes right here from the mouth.
Right.
So it just really was an organic process where people would ask me about something, I would go learn about it, and it was an awakening again. And I'd say, I need to know more here. I need to do better, and I need to do something differently. And that's really what's taken me to where I am now. Now we have a multi-specialty practice. We have 7 doctors. We see patients from all over the world now that we care for because we understand how does the mouth number one, reflect health, but
mm-hmm.
also affect health. And those
yes.
are the two biggies. And, you know, before we even started, you and I were talking about some of those things. So there's a huge connection between hormone health and women's health and what goes on the mouth. And I didn't know anything about it 15 years ago, but now I
You're not alone. Even still 15 years later, I feel that's why I'm wanting you on this podcast because there's so many people out there that have never even heard about some of the things we're going to be talking about today.
Yep.
I feel like, you know, there's a lack of maybe education for practicing dentists still.
100%.
Yep. And then there's just, you know, with this podcast, we're always trying to share and help you understand what tools are available out there. So like, what questions should you be asking? What is even an option? You know, we have a cavity. We think we just go get a mercury filling. This is just how it's done. But yet, you know, we're hearing about Dr. Jorgensen's personal experience and you're not alone. I'm sure you've seen
yep.
this now with how many patients that have probably been dealing with symptoms that they never connected to what was in their mouth.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because the dental profession doesn't talk about this, number one, but doesn't understand either.
Mm.
And there is a statistic that says that dentists are one of the highest professions for suicide rates.
Mm. Yes, that's true. I've heard that.
Well, why?
Yeah.
I mean, our profession's not that terrible. Like there's worse things I could do as a job. I can think
that's
of a lot
what
of
I've
them.
I've always wondered. I've always thought, well, I've been told that, well, it's because they're causing pain. And so they just feel bad
yeah.
because they're
well,
causing
you
pain.
You know, there's other people
but
that cause pain
no,
too.
This makes so much
so
sense.
So when
yeah.
our brains are fried on mercury,
yes.
makes a lot more sense that they're not going to be able to be stable and mood's not going to be stable. And anyway, as soon as I learned it, I just went, why are we not talking about this? Mm-hmm. We absolutely need to talk about this. And it's funny because, you know, everybody calls me holistic or just knows that that's what it to call it
yeah.
because there isn't a good word for it. Mm-hmm. But I actually shy away from that word a little because when you say, when anyone says holistic, they immediately think of
yep.
some crazy things.
Some woo-woo stuff. No, I'm a holistic health practitioner uh-huh. and people are like, what kind of woo-woo witch doctory uh-huh. do you do? But you're right. It's yep. just really a whole health approach is what it is.
That's
but,
all holistic yeah. means is yeah. that the body's connected. Yep. And for some reason, we decided that that was like crazy to think about that.
I know.
That we were connected top to bottom.
It just makes sense to me, but
well,
I know.
It's we true. Are connected. You know, your mouth Everything. Is hooked to the rest of you. So yeah, so I like to call it kind of health-based, health-focused. Mm-hmm. And even team members that now work for me say, yeah, when I first heard you were a holistic dentist, I just came to see what the heck was going on over there. Like yeah. they didn't, it was like more
that
for
you're like no numbing anything. We're just yanking crazy. Those teeth out, or we're putting all kinds of yeah weird decoctions.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. But no, it's like going to see a regular dentist when they come and visit you. Like, what's an experience? Like, what do most people experience when they come to see you?
So there is a difference mm-hmm. because when you go to a regular dentist, you're going to go and you're going to get the x-rays, you're going to get an exam, mm-hmm. and they're going to say, you have 3 cavities, right?
Right.
And then they're going to tell you what to do about it. Yeah. You need to come in and get those fillings fixed.
Get them filled.
So yeah. you get them scheduled, mm-hmm. you go in, you get the fillings fixed, and then you go back and you do it again 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
But did they ever stop and say, why did you get those cavities?
Never.
Or mm-hmm. what's in the filling material that I'm going to be putting in your mouth? Could that be harmful to you? Mm-hmm. And could those cavities actually be a sign of something else that's going on? And perhaps, is there something we could do about both of those? You know,
yes.
it's just putting all the yeah. pieces together. And when you come, like when you see my office, it's the most technologically advanced dental office around because I have Amazing. To defend what I do.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to question me and say, yeah. Yeah, that's not true. Oh no, actually, let me show you the 10 research articles that are within the last 5 years that show
yeah.
that what I'm doing it. Is the exact right thing. I have to stand behind what I do much more so than other practitioners do.
Mm-hmm.
They can just do what people have been doing for 50 years.
Which is so backwards, yeah. but it's true. That is how it yep. is. And I bet you do get questioned all the time because anytime we fight against the norm, it's yeah. like you do get questioned a yeah. lot. But what you're doing is actually taking a root cause approach.
Yep.
We talk about that on this podcast all the time when it comes to all of the areas of our health. And it is also important for us to take a holistic or root cause approach to our dental health as
yep.
well. So
absolutely.
Because you're right. We kind of started out the episode talking about like not only like what we can do once there are issues, but like how can we actually prevent some of the things that we deal with mm-hmm. with our mouth? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So interesting. So, and I'm loving that you're so prepared and able to help a lot of other dentists. Have you found mm-hmm. that you are training a lot of other dental practices and helping them to be able to kind of establish themselves like you or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very much. So we have a training arm. But we also have a directory, which I'm really excited about because yeah. I get so many questions, probably 15, 20 patients a day saying, how do I find a dentist just like you where mm-hmm. I am?
Yeah.
And there are some directories online that I've been directing people to. However, they aren't specific.
Mm.
It's somebody that might be interested in health-based dentistry,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really know what they do. And a lot of times when I would send people there, they would say, they weren't anything
they
like
weren't
you.
Like you at all.
You know? So,
yeah.
so now we've created our own directory to be able to do that. And along mm-hmm. with the directory, we vet and train dentists to do the things that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important. The other thing, the other piece is what questions should patients be asking?
Mm-hmm.
What should you be asking as a patient when you call to make an appointment with the dentist? And there's some very specific things that you need to ask about. And so
yeah.
those are the things that we're going to talk about today.
I can't wait to dive into all of that. But it's so yep. awesome that you created a directory because I know our audience is going to be sending us in all kinds of messages.
Exactly.
Like you're going to have all kinds of requests for new patients. But
yep.
that's good to know that there are some people yep. out there that you really trust. So yeah, let's dive into it though.
Yep.
Let's get ourselves empowered so that we know exactly what we should be asking when we are looking to work with somebody similar to Dr. Jorgensen. So mm-hmm. what are some of the most important questions that we should know to ask?
So the big three that I want people to really think about and talk about when they're looking for a dentist is number one, prevention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you actually prevent? What is a cavity?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it formed? Is it just because you didn't brush your teeth very well? So there really needs to be a focus on prevention, and it needs to be more than just here's some fluoride.
Yeah.
So prevention is a big one you need to be asking about. Okay. Are you a fluoride-free office? You know, or is that the only thing that you're offering?
And are you?
I am very much fluoride-free office. Yeah. So yeah. So
that's probably one of the big reasons that a lot of people come after you, yeah, right? Because yeah. whenever I mention that, I get so many people like they're mad about it almost. Yep. It's like, it's interesting. Okay. Yep.
So we'll go to that one. Yeah. So that's prevention is definitely okay. the one. The second one is diagnostics. What are they doing to actually find out what's happening in your mouth right now? And a cone beam CT scan is huge. I'll explain what that is. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to see
yeah.
what's going on. And you cannot see it with a traditional dental x-ray. You just can't see it. So we have to be able to see. We have to be able to diagnose. We use a microscope for gum disease. So those are questions as well. How do you diagnose gum disease or how do you diagnose yeah. issues? And then the third is, are there treatments that are going to be more focused on your health? Mm-hmm. You know, materials used that are better for your body, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. So those are the big three. So let's dive into the prevention yeah. piece because I think that that goes a ton, really along with hormones a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll often ask people, what are two times in life when people get a lot of cavities? Mm-hmm. Teenage years
yeah.
and pregnancy mm-hmm. or / nursing.
Yes. That was, I've only had two mm-hmm. cavities. You'll be so proud of me. I've only had two cavities.
Very good.
My whole life, one with each of my pregnancies.
You got it. Yes. You yes. got it. All right. Mm-hmm. So those are both mm-hmm. times of hormone change, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Times of hormone change. Mm-hmm. The third time that people will often get a lot of cavities is menopausal years. And this mm-hmm. isn't just women. This is men as well, you know, later life. Why? Mm-hmm. Again, hormone changes.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Why? What's changing in hormones? So mm-hmm. there's two things that are going on. The first is really fascinating, actually. Teeth themselves have a fluid flow. Right. So you know how we have a lymphatic flow through the body, we have blood flow, we have a lot of fluids flowing. There's actually a fluid flow in the teeth as well. Mm-hmm. And that fluid flow naturally flows from the inside out. When there's times of hormone change, that fluid flow actually reverses direction and flows from the outside in. So when it does that, it's literally pulling some of those things that cause decay mm-hmm. into the tubes or into the tooth itself.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
so we'll see a change mm-hmm. in tooth decay during times of hormone fluctuation. Mm. So what does this mean? What do you have to do? Well, that's the other piece that goes along with it is during those times, especially teenage years and pregnancy, there's a high demand for minerals in the system. Mm. You know, I joke with people all the time, with women all the time, when you are growing a human.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Those babies just suck everything out
of
us,
think
right?
about yeah. it. I mean, they have to grow bones. Yes. They have to grow muscles. They have yes. to grow ligaments. They have to grow nerve tissue. They yes. have to grow. Like, think of the things they have to grow. Well, how do they grow them? Like, what are they using for building blocks? Mm-hmm. It's like building a house.
Yes.
When you build a house, you have to have wood and nails and bricks and, you know.
All the building materials. Yeah. Yes.
So what is a baby using to build their body?
All the nutrients. And, you know, all the building needs materials. These nutrients just to support her own health, but now she needs additional nutrients.
Bingo.
Yes.
Because the baby can only grow with what they're provided.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do they get it from?
Yeah.
They don't plug in. They don't, you know, get deliveries from Amazon. They have to get it from the mom's body.
Yes.
And if the mom's body doesn't have enough for both mom and baby, mm-hmm. the mom is going to suffer.
Baby will
always win.
Yeah.
We were going to say jinx.
Yeah. The baby always will be the yep. person that gets the most because, I mean, that's how we want it, but it's
But that's
true.
Just how nature has worked.
Yeah.
It is prioritizing that next generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baby always wins. So if you are getting a lot of tooth decay, but also think about teenagers. What's happening during teenagers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're growing
lots
like crazy.
Of growth. Mm-hmm. They're growing bones. Mm-hmm. They're growing all of those other things. Again, it's the second time of massive growth. Where does that growth come from?
Right.
From building blocks that teenager is providing their body. Well, if they're not providing their body with enough, yeah. then what happens is the body's got to go find them somewhere. It needs yeah. to grow a bone, but it can actually live without a tooth. Mm-hmm. So it will pull minerals from the tooth to be able to feed the bone.
Right.
The same with mom. It'll pull minerals from the tooth to be able to feed the baby.
It prioritizes. Yeah.
It prioritizes. Mm-hmm. So when you get these changes, hormone changes, times of rapid need for, or, you know, massive need for nutrients, we will see tooth decay happening mm-hmm. simply because the body is sacrificing the tooth for the greater good, basically. Yeah. And this makes so much sense to so many people because I'll have a whole family come in and the dad has no cavities. The mom has 7. The mm-hmm. kids are like hit and miss. Some here, some there, you know.
Yeah.
And the mom's furious because she's like, I brush 3 times a day. Right. I floss twice a day. My husband doesn't even own dental floss.
I know.
Why does
so
he not
unfair.
Have any cavities? And it is unfair.
Yeah.
It is totally unfair. It, that if the only way that a cavity formed was because they didn't brush or floss their teeth, then mm-hmm. dad should have the most. Mm-hmm. Dad would have the most, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But it doesn't happen that way right. because mom's body is required to provide more. Yeah. So what that means is during those times of high hormone change and high need for nutrients, you have to add more.
Yes.
That's all it is. You just have to add more. And I know that this is a big one for you.
Oh, it's a huge one.
This is your talk.
This is my talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Is you have to add more. And when you add more, it then provides what the body needs. Mm-hmm. There is a way to add more to the teeth specifically. Mm-hmm. You have to add it internally, which mm-hmm. is a lot of what your products right, do as well. Right. They're adding minerals and you're adding
all those nutrients,
the things
yeah.
that you mm-hmm. need to be able to uptake the minerals into those cells. So I'm big on vitamin D and vitamin K. Mm-hmm. Those two are absolutely essential to take minerals in, but you also need them from the outside. So let's dive into that fluoride yeah. debate.
Okay, let's get into it.
So fluoride started for a good reason.
Yeah.
They saw, this was in the 1930s, they saw that people who had water from a well that had higher natural levels of fluoride
right.
had stronger, more cavity-resistant teeth. Mm. They also noticed that the teeth themselves were what are called mottled. It's like they're speckled. They have a lot whiter areas and mm-hmm. sometimes even some brown areas.
Yeah.
So they saw that with high fluoride levels, but they did not get tooth decay. So they said, all right, so then if we could just use lower levels of fluoride than what we're seeing in this well water, could we actually make stronger teeth,
yeah.
cavity-resistant teeth? The right. concept is awesome.
Makes sense, right.
Let's do this. Let's mm-hmm. do this. The problem is that when you take something internally, so they started adding fluoride to tooth care products, toothpastes, mm-hmm. Mouth rinses. They started doing fluoride supplements
right.
for babies.
I remember taking that
little pink pill. And yep. I can remember the taste of it even. Yep. Mm-hmm. So fluoride supplements as well as fluoride in the water, mm-hmm. in the municipal water systems. They started doing this. What they didn't take into account is that nothing that we take in affects just one part of us.
Right.
So that's what a side effect means, is that a side effect doesn't have to be negative. It's just simply an effect that a thing had that we didn't intend. Mm-hmm. We took it to make our tooth stronger, mm-hmm. but it also has effects that we didn't intend.
Right.
And a couple of those, there's three that are biggies. The first is that it changes bone structure too, because the minerals that make up teeth are the minerals that make up bones. So it made bones more brittle.
Which is like the opposite of what you would think, right?
Yeah, but, mm-hmm. yeah, but it makes teeth more brittle mm-hmm. too. It makes teeth stronger and more brittle. It makes mm-hmm. bones stronger and more brittle. So they were finding a higher level or are finding a higher level of hip fractures and other bone fractures in highly yeah. fluoridated areas. So it affects the bones. The second one it does is it interferes with thyroid hormone mm-hmm. because thyroid hormone is activated with something called iodine. Mm-hmm. Well, iodine and fluoride are cousins. And fluoride is the bigger, meaner cousin. Mm-hmm. So he's going to push iodine out of that fluoride hormone and it's not going to be activated the same way. This is where we're going to see a lot of hormone changes yes. in people. How many people do you know that are low thyroid?
So many. I mean, and obviously that's, in my profession, I work with so many women that are suffering with hypothyroidism and
yep.
they're never associating that there's any connection to
with
possibly
fluoride.
The fluoride yep. that they're consuming. Yeah.
Yep. Because fluoride mm-hmm. activates the thyroid hormone, but doesn't make it usable. Mm-hmm. So on a test, you go and get tested for thyroid hormone levels yeah. and they say, you're just fine.
It's normal. Right.
It's totally mm-hmm. normal. So why do I feel so lousy?
Yeah.
Because it's activated with fluoride, not with iodine.
Right.
So that's the second one. The third one is there's actually research, and this is one of those that when I say people are like, oh, come on, prove that one. I can.
She will.
There's research showing that IQ levels actually drop in children that have had high levels of fluoride.
Amazing.
This is yeah. affecting your brain development.
Yeah, scary.
I'm not okay with that. I'm really not okay with that. So here's the kicker. There is a natural fluoride in teeth.
Yeah.
So when a tooth gets a cavity, what actually happens is the minerals in the tooth and the enamel are mm-hmm. being pulled out
okay.
to be used in the body elsewhere.
Right.
Or if there's a lot of acid on the teeth, the acid just dissolves the minerals. They're not taking fluoride out. Mm. They're taking a mineral out called hydroxyapatite. It's a mineral complex, calcium phosphate. That's what's being lost to create a hole in the tooth. Mm. Once there's a hole in the tooth, bacteria okay. crawl in, mm-hmm. then they dissolve more and they crawl in further. And that's what a cavity is simply bacteria or acids taking minerals out of the tooth. So if fluoride wasn't the reason for the cavity,
right.
why are we adding fluoride back if we get a cavity?
Yeah, there's not a fluoride deficiency then. Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I always say is mm-hmm. a cavity is not a deficiency of fluoride.
Mm. Okay.
A cavity is a deficiency of minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So the fluoride concept was good, but we don't need it.
Right.
We just need more minerals. Mm. That's all we need. And we yeah. need minerals that are specifically the minerals the teeth are made of. So we actually use what's called hydroxyapatite. There's a lot of talk about hydroxyapatite today. Okay. A lot of talk and controversy about kinds of hydroxyapatite. I'm just going to keep it super simple for you.
Okay, great.
Basically, you want hydroxyapatite that's small enough to get into the holes.
Okay.
Small enough to get into the holes. So what I use is something called micro hydroxyapatite. People are concerned because there's something called nano, which is really, really tiny, mm-hmm. and they're finding it in brains. Mm. So we don't want to go that small. We don't want to go small enough that it's going to get into your brain, but we do want to go small enough that it's going to get into the tooth. So micro hydroxyapatite, and there are a lot of products nowadays that you can find hydroxyapatite in. I have a tooth powder, made it with another friend of mine with just ingredients, and the reason I did that is because I want people to have healthy teeth, no cavities, no sensitivity, none of those issues, even when pregnant, even as a teenager,
right.
without using fluoride. And it's possible.
And you're doing so by addressing the root cause. You're remineralizing. So yeah, I love it. Thank you. That's so helpful. I feel like this is going to be some new information for a lot of our listeners today. But as you're listening, it just makes so much sense. And so I hope that it's maybe making you ask yourself some questions. Maybe you're having a couple aha moments. So it's so awesome. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yep.
All right.
So that's the big one. And if you are, so if you are a teenager, if you are a mama, if you are pregnant, nursing, you're going to need to do more.
Yeah.
That's just as period. You're just going to have to do more and more from the inside. And more from the outside. The inside is minerals you provide, as well as vitamin D, vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and minerals from the outside, which is hydroxyapatite.
Great.
You're just going to need to do more.
Yeah. And so, and you're applying that just topically to the tooth.
Yep. Right. You use it. So the tooth powder is something you use in place of toothpaste. You just use it twice a day, just like you normally would. If you are cavity prone, or if you are in one of those heightened times of life, I will actually have people take a little bit after they're done brushing, take a little bit and just rub it on wherever it might be sensitive or wherever the cavity might be starting and go to bed.
Interesting. Okay.
So it just sits there and soaks.
Yeah. So amazing.
We just want to stay.
Amazing. So, well, we'll definitely put a link in our show notes. Carolyn Call of Just Ingredients is a good friend of ours as well, and we love her. And so we'll put that in our show notes so people can get their hands on that as well. And then how often do you do kind of a treat? Is this something that's like a maintenance, or is this just when there's a cavity, or—
This is the thing you're going to use from now on.
From now on.
Because look at the toothpaste you use.
Right.
Look at the ingredients. Do you want to eat them?
No.
People will say, oh, no, I spit it all out. Really?
You absorb.
Do you ever swallow your spit? Because that toothpaste is in your spit.
Yeah.
And you are guaranteed you are swallowing all of that. There are surfactants. It's like sodium lauryl sulfate, which makes it foam up. Mm. There are disinfectants. There are antimicrobials, things that we use in hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. It's in our toothpaste. Do you really want to eat that? I don't really think I want to eat hand sanitizer very badly. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to do anything with it.
Right.
But I certainly don't want to eat it. You don't want to eat the things that are in fluoride. So why are that are in toothpaste? So why are you putting them in your mouth? No, this replaces your toothpaste forever.
Yeah.
This is the only thing you use ever.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so people love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Good.
So, yep.
I love that too. Because sometimes when you try to choose the healthier source, it's like you are just
like a big sacrifice.
It's making you gag, you know, the whole time.
No.
You're like,
that's not the situation here.
So even your kids wouldn't mind.
We have a kid's flavor. It's citrus. Yeah. It tastes like oranges.
Oh, sounds awesome.
Yep. Yep.
Sounds so good. Okay. I love that. So as far as like prevention, we've talked about that a little bit.
Yep.
And then let's say that, you know, we talked a little bit about treatment as well. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the more common things that you see when somebody comes in besides just cavities. Is there anything else that like, and when you're looking at a mouth, I guess what I'm getting to, when you're looking at a mouth, there's a lot that you can tell about what's happening in the body. The tongue, the gums, these types of things can give signs to maybe what might be happening elsewhere in the body as well.
Yep. So the first thing that we always do, well, we do a full intraoral exam. We're looking at, well, let me give you some examples of things we're looking at that you might not know about. So often on the sides of the tongue, people will see, we call them scalloping. Mm-hmm. So when you stick your tongue out, you see there's kind of these indentations
like
all along, along the sides of the tongue. And you think, well, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that is when you are actually not getting enough air at night, usually it's nighttime. That's when you lay back and when all these muscles that hold this airway open, when they relax, which is supposed to happen during deep sleep. That's the definition of deep sleep.
Yeah.
Is paralysis. All the muscles relax. All those muscles holding your airway relax. And if there's not enough room for your tongue and all the tissue to fit, your tongue will go back and will block the airway.
Hmm.
And this is leading to really poor sleep in a lot of people. So it'll show up as signs like, I can't go to sleep very easily. I wake up multiple times during the night. I just don't feel rested when I wake up. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I really slept very well, or I just can't recover. I can't quite get over things. All of those are signs that most likely you're not getting enough air at night. Mm. Well, the sign you can look for is that scalloping on your tongue. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't get enough air when everything relaxes, your body won't allow it to relax. So you will squeeze your teeth. So if you're grinding or clenching your teeth mm-hmm. at all, or if you have those signs in the teeth, or if you're wearing out your front teeth right here mm-hmm. and they're flattening out, it means that your body's working to get more air because it will squeeze your teeth, which flattens your tongue against the sides of the teeth. Mm. Creates those scallops.
Yeah.
So it's just indentations of that tongue being pressed against the teeth. Your body is working to firm up all those muscles and hold that airway open. So it's a mm-hmm. sign that you're not getting enough air. So that's a big one that we look for.
Yeah,
also the groove in the center of the tongue. Mm-hmm. If you have a groove in the center of the tongue, it's oftentimes signs of B vitamin deficiency, mm-hmm. as well as your tongue not being able to fit very well. You may have a very narrow jaw and your tongue can't fit. So it has to actually fold in half to fit inside of your jaw, which will often be a sign again of airway issues.
Yeah. So it's all connected.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
If you have patches or sore spots on the sides of the tongue, that's a liver issue. Mm. It means you need to think about detoxing. Mm-hmm. There's something that's affecting you that your body's not able to get rid of. So mm-hmm. you need to start working on some of those detox pathways right in the very front. If you've got a red spot right in the very front of your tongue, that is at the heart area. Mm. So if it's red, if it's swollen, it means your heart is struggling with something right now. So there's signs that you can look for just right there in your mouth, on your tongue, on your gums. If the gums are swollen and red, it's often a sign of overall body inflammation. Mm. So there's something that's inflaming you. And that's a big one when we talk about dentistry that may actually be related to dentistry. Mm-hmm. The two biggies that we look at are old root canals.
Mm. Yeah.
And areas where teeth were removed that didn't heal properly. Mm. And most people say, well, I've never had a tooth out. Mm-hmm. Did you have your wisdom teeth out?
Right. Right. That's so interesting. I'm going to go on a little side talk here. Tell me about your view or your opinion on root canals. Because yep. I bet you've got quite the opinion that might differ from some people's thoughts.
Probably than most people's thoughts.
Right.
So the reason I have my opinion is not just because it's my opinion. It's because of what I see every single day.
Yeah, that's why I want you to share it.
Yeah. So diagnostically, it's interesting. When I'm doing presentations, I show two x-rays that for me were a turning point in my career. I had a patient come that had a tooth that was sore and she'd already had a root canal. And she said, ever since I had this root canal, it just hasn't felt right. So many people say those exact words.
Yes.
It just hasn't felt right. Like it's not excruciating pain. It's not a toothache mm-hmm. per se. It just doesn't feel right. Mm. So she said, it doesn't feel right. I took a traditional dental x-ray, you know, the kind where they put it in your mouth and they mm-hmm, snap the little mm-hmm. thing and they pull it up on the screen and you can see what's going on. I looked at it and I said, it looks fine. Mm. And honestly, if you had shown it to 100 dentists, probably 99.9% would have said, it looks fine.
Yeah.
And she's like, it just doesn't feel right. Mm. I had just gotten a new machine. It's called a cone beam CT scan. So it's a dental specific CT scan that just shows the head. Very different than the hospital. Everybody's always like, what? You're doing a CT scan? It's not like the hospital. It's not like the whole room thing.
Right.
It's not like that, but it is three-dimensional. So I take a scan of this and I can turn you upside down, inside out. I can peel back layer by layer by layer and find out what's going on. We took a scan. I said, you know what? I got this new machine.
Yeah.
Let's go take a scan.
Yeah.
Took a scan. That exact same area, I'll always remember, was on the upper left. That exact same area on the scan showed an area bigger than a quarter of bone that had been eaten away by infection in her jaw. Mm-hmm. That root canal had failed, meaning it had gotten reinfected by bacteria. But because the nerve was gone, she didn't have the sensation mm-hmm. that you would usually feel.
Yeah, the signal that your body would normally give you to give you the warning,
yep,
right?
The toothache was gone because there was no nerve there. So she didn't know. She knew that it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
But she didn't know what was happening. I didn't know because my regular dental x-ray is two dimensions. Mm-hmm. I can't see what's really going on. And the regular dental x-ray is actually about 6 months past what's happening today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm seeing what happened 6 months ago when I take a dental x-ray. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when I take a CT scan, I'm seeing what happens today, what's going on right now. I took this huge hole in the side of the jawbone and we both went, Oh, my gosh. She was like, when can I get that tooth out? When can that come out? Can it come out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe it can.
Yes.
So that was the first one that I saw that really went, what are we not seeing?
Yeah.
So it's not that we are put blinders on at the dental profession. It's that we didn't know.
Yeah.
what was going on.
The tools you didn't have available to you to actually see that.
So now if you come into my practice as a new patient, you will get a CT scan.
Okay.
There is no option because I cannot see your airway. Mm-hmm. I cannot see failed root canals. I cannot see infection in jawbones. I cannot see your sinuses. I cannot see any of those without the CT scan, but I can see them all with a scan. I can see everything. I can see your spine. I mean, I can see everything. Amazing. And so now that I do this on every patient, I probably find, I don't know, 5 to 10 failed root canals a day.
Yeah, a day.
A day.
Wow.
And what does a failed root canal mean? Mm. So here's the problem. Inside of a tooth, there's the main canal inside of the root. That's where the nerve and blood vessels live. Mm. But there's little side channels that go off. They're feeder channels because this tooth needs minerals all the way out here.
Right.
So there needs to be ways that those minerals get all the way out to the outside. That's where that fluid flow happens as well. The main nerve is large enough to clean and fill. That's a root canal. They clean that out. They fill it up with plastic. That's a root canal. Those little side channels are too small to clean or fill.
Mm.
So there stays blood vessel tissue, nerve tissue in those little side channels. That's dead tissue.
Yeah.
And I always joke, I say, well, let's say that you had a gallbladder attack and the doctor said, you need to have your gallbladder out. So they pull your gallbladder out, they clean it out, they stuff it full of plastic, and then they shove it back in you.
Yeah.
And they said, good luck.
Good luck.
I hope your body's okay with that. Yeah. I hope it's all
hope
right.
You don't have very many side effects.
Yeah, I hope no bacteria are going to find that dead stuff in there. And, you know, because that's really what we're doing with teeth. Yeah. We're just filling up with plastic and we're shoving them back. You know, we're leaving them in the head. Bacteria love dead stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to find the dead stuff. No matter what, they're going to find it eventually. And again, the warding system's gone and they start to destroy bone. They start to grow. And the first thing it does is it affects your immune system because your immune system has to fight this 24/7.
Well, it's just chronic inflammation all the time.
Chronic inflammation and chronic depression of the immune system. Mm-hmm. So now we see chronic disease coming because it's been fighting something else.
Right.
And it can't fight the new stuff. So we see all sorts of autoimmune conditions related to these failed root canals. So it affects the immune system. And finally, the immune system can't keep up. The bacteria start to spread. Every time you chew on that tooth, you are spreading that bacteria all the way through the bloodstream and all the way through the body. So many failed root canals. Right. And how many are done? 35 million are done in the United States alone per year.
Per year?
Per year. 35 million root canals are completed in the United States per year. So that means 35 million potential failed root canal and bacterial chronic infections are starting every single
year. That's why you're seeing 5 a day. You know, that's why.
Because there's so many that have failed. Mm-hmm. And these are connected to every disease across the board.
Right.
But primarily those chronic inflammatory-based diseases, which are heart disease, cancer. In fact, there's a direct correlation between root canals right here on teeth right here called bicuspids and breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I have yet to find a person with breast cancer that doesn't have a root canal.
That's so interesting. I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yep.
I've read some things about this and I've found it fascinating because, you know, I have a little bit of a background in traditional Chinese medicine. And so we talk a lot about the tongue and about the teeth and how it's just connected to every system in our body.
Yep.
And so to me, I just find all of this so fascinating. I bet you girls, I hope you're geeking out with me right now as we're listening to Dr. Jorgensen, because it's so fascinating how our body communicates with us. And then when you have somebody that's a gifted and talented and knowledgeable practitioner that knows what to look for, and then also now knows what to help you do to be able to either treat, you know, prevent, treat, or heal, or whatever that we need to do after, you know, finding all this stuff out. I just think it's fascinating. So, amazing, amazing. So I think that this is something that I hope is opening a lot of people's eyes. Now, what I want to talk about now is like, okay, with this information, we know we need to find the right dentist. Mm-hmm. We need to be asking the right questions. What do we do? What are some things that the women that are listening today can start today? Like some of the best tips that you could give them with their own daily, like oral hygiene. Like what are some things besides using the toothpaste or the tooth? Is that what
powder.
You're calling it?
Tooth powder.
Tooth powder. What else should they be doing?
So one thing that a lot of times people are concerned about is gum disease. And gum disease is a problem, especially when pregnant, when the hormonal issues are happening. It's a huge thing. There's an enormous connection between gum disease and pregnancy and just hormonal problems. There's a whole name for it. It's called pregnancy gingivitis. Like we look in the mouth and go, oh, you have pregnancy gingivitis. Well, do you have to? Or is there something you can do about it? So oftentimes people will turn to a mouth rinse or something of that sort to try to manage it. And the concern with mouth rinse is that most of them are high in alcohol content. So you have to be very careful with them for a couple of reasons. Number one, that alcohol is getting into your system. Mm-hmm. And it's not the kind of alcohol that anybody really wants. Right, you know, it's ethanol. It's not the stuff that you want. You know, you don't. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is it dries out all the tissues. Because if you think about it, when you go to the doctor and they use an alcohol swab, what is it doing? It's drying it's disinfecting and drying that area really, really rapidly. So what it's doing in your mouth is it's disinfecting. Sure, it's going to kill some bacteria, which we've now learned with biome issues and things that we don't necessarily want to just
destroy everything that's in there, right?
Yeah, because if you kill everything, well, then the bad guys actually come back faster first. So you don't really want to kill everything. You want to be a little more selective, but you also don't want to dry out things because when you dry out tissues, bacterial growth will accelerate, will be faster.
Yeah.
So what we find is when you're using these mouth rinses containing a lot of alcohol, you get more fungal issues because bacteria are killed and now fungus comes up. And so you get a sore tongue, you get sore gums because you get yeast infections elsewhere too, because it's all connected head to toe. Right. So yeast infections elsewhere may be related to your mouthwash. Who knew that
Interesting,
one?
Interesting, right? Right.
So don't use alcohol containing mouthwashes. Okay. What do you use instead? You want to use what I like. In fact, I have a mouth rinse, but it has colloidal silver in it. Mm-hmm. Why colloidal silver? And it needs to be not ionic silver. This is something that's important. Okay. I can talk forever about this and I won't because it's super boring.
I get it.
Basically, colloidal silver is silver suspended in a liquid versus ionic means it's actually a changed particle and it's going to change you. It's going to change your cells. It's going to change everything. You don't want that. We just want that silver particle because it will destroy bad bugs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't destroy good bugs.
Amazing.
Yep. So it only destroys bad bugs. So you do want that. It's going to moisten the mouth. And ours also contains some herbal formulas, some other things that will keep the mouth healthy while freshening the breath and combat that gum disease because you want to manage the bacterial load, but you want to do it in the right way.
Right.
So mouth rinse is one of the options. The other one is oil pulling.
Yes.
Oil pulling is an ancient Ayurvedic technique from India. What's the concept here? So bugs of all varieties, the outside of them is made of fats. The outside of all of our cells are made of fats too. But their cells they're floating around in us, whereas we're not floating around. We're a little connected, thankfully. So they're floating around and the outside of them is made of fat. Okay. So when you put oil, typically it's coconut oil or sesame oil. Mm-hmm. I like coconut oil because it tastes a lot less than sesame oil does.
Yeah, it's good.
When you put that fat in the mouth and you swish it, what you're doing is you're literally pulling those bacteria, it's attracting the fat in the outside of the bacteria to the fat in your mouth, and it's pulling those bugs out from nooks and crannies in the mouth. Now, again, you could be concerned and say, you're getting rid of all the good ones and the bad ones too. This is why I don't do it every single day.
Okay.
So I recommend people typically do it 3 days as a kickstart. Okay. You put it in your mouth, you put about a tablespoon in, you swish for 15 minutes. That's going to sound like an eternity.
It does sometimes feel like an eternity. I will just tell you.
Yep.
Yeah, it does. But you'll get used to it and then it's no big deal.
And I do it while I'm putting on my makeup, while I'm doing the dishes, you know, something else. Yeah. You can't talk to anybody. So it's kind of nice, actually. Your kid's like, me.
So sorry.
Can't talk. Then you're going to spit it in a tissue, not in your sink unless you want to clog sink. Spit it in a tissue, throw it away. And you're going to do that 3 times, like 3 days in a row. And then you're only going to do it every 2 or 3 days. You just want it to balance things and you're going to find that it does balance and it's supposed to. Research shows they believe that it actually helps with gut biome problems too because you are swallowing some of that. It is balancing there a little bit as well. So there's research showing that it can affect more than just your mouth health.
Absolutely.
So that's a fabulous one. And then just adding a lot of minerals, adding a lot of highly mineralized foods. And this is the interesting thing. Guts, one of the things I talk about a lot is gut health because that is sometimes a reason why we get tooth decay or why we have other issues is because we're not absorbing minerals properly.
Right.
So gut health is actually really important. You may have talked about before, I call it the baking soda test. Super down and dirty test. Everybody can do it at home.
I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I'm so excited that you're sharing this. This is great.
Really, really easy. Yeah. Everybody can do it at home. Your kids can do it. Boys especially love it. You'll see why in a moment. You take a quarter teaspoon of baking soda and a half a cup of water, dissolve it, and then drink it. You're then going to time to see how long it takes you to burp. This is the boy component. So you want to see, everybody's hoping for a burp. Yes. And you want to see how long it takes to burp. What's going on? that baking soda is interacting with the acid in the stomach. And it's just like that volcano experiment that you did when you were in, you know, elementary school.
Science
fair and you poured the vinegar and the baking soda and the volcano erupted. You're going to erupt and it's going to show up like a burp. What you're going to want is to burp within 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
If you don't burp within 2 to 3 minutes, it tells us there is inadequate stomach acid to do the job of stomach acid. And what is it down there for? People will say, oh, we, you know, that's stomach acid. We need to drink a lot of alkaline water. We need to, that's actually a really bad thing to do because that is one place you want a lot of acidity.
You need it.
Because what that acid does is it breaks proteins apart into amino acids. Amino acids are the little pieces of proteins that our body knows what to do with. It ionizes minerals. And when you ionize a mineral, what that means is it's a mineral looking for a buddy to bind to. Mm. So it's now going to find a buddy to bind to, and it's going to be part of that cell. It's going to be part of our tooth. It's going to be part of our bones. We want ionic minerals. We want ionized minerals. So the acid does that. It changes that mineral state. It kills the bugs that we eat, because believe me, we eat bugs. In fact, in my house, we eat a lot of them because we eat straight from the garden. My daughter-in-law doesn't like eating in my house. Sometimes she's like, there's something crawling in my salad. I'm like, don't worry about it.
Extra
you'll be fine.
Protein.
You'll be just totally fine. don't look very closely. But it kills the bugs that also hit the stomach because we eat a lot and we breathe in a lot. So that acid is super important. So if you aren't getting enough minerals, it's going to show up in a lot of ways. And that's one thing you really need to put focus on if you want to keep this mouth healthy is, is your stomach working?
Yeah.
Do the test. See if it's working.
I love that test because that's something everybody can do and it's
easy.
It's actually fun science. But it's so important. I mean, there's so many people that I've worked with that, I mean, we always start with the gut. Honestly, with anything that I'm dealing with anybody, we always look at the gut. You know, they use a lot of antacids because they think that that acidity is like something that
that should be the enemy.
But it's actually what is the friend. There's no more teeth once your food leaves your mouth. And so you depend on that acid to break up all of the food, anything that you put down there. And that's what's necessary in order for your body then to utilize and absorb these nutrients like Dr. Jorgensen's talking about. And so, it's all connected. We just had an episode a couple of weeks ago about the skin, gut, and brain connection. But you could also say it's with the mouth connection as well. Yep. Everything is connected.
Yep. 100%.
I love that.
Yep.
So fascinating. All of this is such great information. I hope you girls learned so much and that you feel a little bit more empowered to understand about what's happening with your body and how your body is communicating with you. And then go and find the right dentist and find somebody that's actually going to understand how to prevent and also to treat and to heal what's happening with your body and understand how everything is connected. Yep. I'm going to put all kinds of ways that you can connect with Dr. Jorgensen, but is there anything else that we didn't bring up already that you would want to share with our audience?
You know, the biggest thing that I will tell people is just don't be afraid to know things.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a provider, if they are saying things like, oh, no, you have to do fluoride. You just don't know. You're just one of those crazy people. Just say, you know what? Actually, I do know. Thank you for your opinion, but I'm choosing not to do that today. And it's okay. And it's okay to look for somebody who's okay with that.
Yes.
Because there are more and more of us that are saying, you know, it's all right. And I agree with you. So that's completely all right. It's okay to be an advocate for your own health. And hopefully we're making those resources more available so that you don't have to work so hard and maybe be shamed and guilted into things that you don't feel good about. There are practitioners that are waking up to the fact that we have more of a responsibility than we thought. We thought our job was to basically give you a pill, and give you a prescription, and send you on your way.
Yeah.
And instead, our job is to partner with you because you are working really hard on your own. And you're doing a lot of great things. And so we can partner with you and work with you to help you improve health. So we don't have to have all the answers. That together is actually where the healing comes, because you do the healing. We don't do any of the healing. You do it. Your body does it. So it's okay. It's okay to be an advocate for your own health.
Ugh. Amen to all of that. Can you see why I wanted her on this podcast? She's absolutely aligned with everything that we talk about and stand for. And the whole purpose of this podcast in the first place is to help you be your own best health advocate. So ask the questions. Don't let somebody talk down to you about it. If you are talking with a dentist that's making you feel stupid for asking questions, find a new one. And we're going to have the resources there for you. So thank you so much for being a guest on today's show. And thank you for tuning in. We love our community here. And we are excited because our community is growing and we have so many fun, exciting things that are going to be coming up this year. In fact, we are going to be doing some live events where you that are our audience can actually come and see an episode recorded in person. So if you are interested, I encourage you to go and look in our show notes. There will be information there and ways that you can sign up. It's free, and we're going to have incredible guests and all kinds of fun little surprises for you if you come and attend these events in person. All right, until next week, I hope you have a very happy and healthy week. Bye.